You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Thursday, which means it's SME of the Week time, and we've got a very interesting business to look at this week that provides quite a unique service. So the company is called Homation, and they provide automation of all things within your home. I'm joined on the line by the co-founder and director of the business, Nicholas Glicksman, to take a look at the business and try and understand it a bit better. Good evening, Nicholas. Thanks so much for taking the time. What is Homation?
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks for the time. Homation is an importer and distributor of premium audiovisual equipment. And we also specialize in home automation. Actually, a major part of the business is home automation at the moment. And we've been going since 2007.
That's such a unique thing to be looking at. I mean, audiovisual and those sorts of things, everybody sort of kind of puts in their home, but very few people think about home automation and the process that involves that, especially if you're thinking about starting a business in that space. What brought about the business? What made you and your partner think about setting this up?
So, Jimmy, when we started back in 2007, we actually identified that we wanted to go on our own and have a go at being entrepreneurs. But my history is I've always been into audiovisual equipment and installing, you know, through my whole career. Even while I was working in the financial sector, I was selling home automation and audiovisual equipment during the evening to, let's just say, a network of customers. And then basically decided to go on our own and have a full go at home automation and installing and leave the corporate world.
It's quite a brave step for anyone to take, regardless of how much experience you have in that respect. Nicholas, what do you automate within the home?
So when you talk about automation, I think people need to understand, and I think there's been a little bit of confusion in the past. There's obviously the main factor you look at today in terms of automation would be automating your lighting in your home, automating your gates around the house, your security, your air conditioning around the house, and your CCTV aspects as well. And then also, I think what's happened in the past, people have called multi-room audio automation, which is actually a totally different topic.
So when we automate within the home, does that mean I then get to walk into the house and everything switches on magically, or when I leave the house, everything switches itself off? How does it all work, and how do we enlist your services?
Absolutely. So potential end user who's automating his house would basically, from the moment he gets home, open the gate with his predetermined code, drive in, and it would start to set the scene, actually set the welcome scene, which might be raising your lights, turning off your alarm, putting on your favorite music track, turning on the TV in the lounge with the BBC News, for example. That can all be synchronized from the moment you open that front door or into your PIN code on your keypad. I always say, how long is a piece of string in the automation game? If it can be controlled, we can automate it.
How safe is this, Nicholas? How safe are the solutions that you guys offer for your clients?
I think our solutions are very safe, Jimmy. I think obviously everything's locked down in terms of who can access it. And you can create different profiles for different users. So, for example, you have a domestic worker that comes in on a Thursday. You can give her access to the house only on a Thursday through an access control back door or the gate or whatever. And any other days, that code won't work. So it is very safe. You can log into your house with your cellular phone, which obviously, or your mobile device of some sort, whether it's an iPad or whatever. That's all logged in through clouds, cloud solutions. So, you know, you've got to have access to that solution to get access to that house and all the codes. Very safe and secure, in my opinion.
I was actually going to ask about the remote access towards these things. If I'm on my way home and I'd like some of the things to be on by the time I get home, if that was possible. Nicholas,
absolutely.
Oh, that's fantastic. In terms of your client base and in terms of the business, when you roll out the solutions, I imagine these solutions are all custom and bespoke to what the client needs. How costly are they?
Jimmy, they are costly. You know, if you're going to go the full hog, but you can start with single room solutions at a very competitive price. I kind of like to say there's two aspects to look at. There's the Internet of Things solutions, which are DIY, and then there are the more bespoke, specialized solutions, is where we come into the picture, and we start to design solutions for customers. We always kind of find that people mess around with home automation on the IoT side. They get to a certain point, and then they go, okay, I've kind of hit my ceiling limit with this product, and then they kind of find our products. And that's where we get you in contact with a specialist integrator who distributes our products and design solutions for end users.
Mm. Speaking of products, Nicholas, you mentioned that obviously you started from an audio, visual and sound perspective, sure. And that's how the business sort of came about before the automation side of it. Are you saying that you can build home cinemas for individuals that want that?
So we've seen a very big uptick over the last, let's just say COVID accelerated this. A lot of people have started to build more media rooms, we call them in today's time, in their homes, instead of going out to the cinema scene. So definitely a big trend which is on the uptick in South Africa. And again, I think dedicated cinemas is one thing, but we call it a media room today, which basically is doubling up as your cinema experience and your lounge/entertainment zone with a great audiovisual experience for the customer.
That's quite an impressive offering, Nicholas. How do people get hold of the business? Are you guys available online? Are you on social media? Where can people sort of see the offering?
We're on social media. Got a very big following on our social media side, which is homation.co.za. We also have a website, which is www.homation.co.za. And we've also got our offices in Cromerville and in Cape Town, where customers can get in contact with us and we'll put you in contact with an integrator.
That's certainly quite the offering, and I imagine anyone that's looking to change up things within the home would want to consider Homation as a business to potentially deliver whatever solutions you're looking for, whether it's a media room, whether it's enhancing your sound system. I see they've got some very nice sound systems on their website. Be sure to give them a shout. The company is Homation. That's HOMEATION.co.za. And I was joined on the line by the company's CEO, co-founder and director Nicholas Glicksman, to discuss the business.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.